Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
You're listening to the Brighton Festival special show with Melita Dennett and joined by our reporter Rebecca Sandals, who's been out to see Endings at the Old Market in Hove. Welcome to Radio Reverb, Rebecca.
Thank you, Melita. It's May. I'm sitting opposite you in the studio. It must be Brighton Festival.
It must be Brighton Festival. Now, this is one of those shows that I look at it in the programme and I go like, okay, what? So it's got quite an enigmatic kind of description, talking about a part chamber concert, part performance.
Right. Well, let's start with the who. Who's it by? The performer and the writer of the piece is an Australian called Tamara Solwick. Now, her background is in digital, mobile and analogue technologies, and her thing is sound in live performance.
Okay.
Now, for me, this has got you written all over it. So, and her work aims to reflect how individuals connect, confront and interact. Now, there's a clue in what the focus of this is in the name, Endings.
Right.
We've already heard a bit of sort of death and...
Oh, don't worry, there's more to come in the programme. Don't worry about that.
Okay. So it's about death. And, I mean, there's no way of saying it's subtly about death. I mean, there's the performance covers last breaths, the warmth leaving a body, and it's all very... It's very intimate, and yet at the same time... Very brutal, because the lighting, with one exception, is all white. Black, the scene is all black, and the lighting is all white, quite stark light.
Quite clinical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although, it gets a warmth when it's faded slightly. And the other interesting thing for myself, having a sort of background in radio, was that at one point they play around with analogue sound, 45 RPMs. There's sort of two little turntables that they use to play back the recordings of various people talking about their health, their mortality, their experience, and sort of talking to family members, etc. And so they're kind of mixing, DJing these, and I'm using my hands to do DJing motions.
Yeah, this works on the radio. Yeah, she's doing DJing motions with her hands here.
Oh, dear.
She's air scratching.
And at one point they bring out, there's two ewers they're using, because they're using reel-to-reel as well, and they actually manage to sort of be dragging the sound from one ewer to another using the tape across the stage with the performers. Yeah. Even if death in itself is not a subject that interests you, and I think the only thing that we both have absolutely in common, Melita, is that we will both die. So
I wasn't working on that, actually, but yeah, okay.
But it's something that everyone, all of us, have in common.
Yes.
So as a subject, it sort of touches all our lives.
That sounds like there's quite an interesting parallel there as well, because the development of early recording was very much about preserving the voices of the dead as well. And people were very much thinking about, let us capture the voices of people while they're alive and capture them on wax cylinders for posterity. So I guess there might be an element of sort of thinking back to those original ideas as well.
It sounds like it. That's not something that I was aware of, but it makes sense within it. I mean, apparently, according to the programme notes, the idea was born out of her son asking about a dead fly and what happened to the dead fly and why she'd flung it out of the door and won't the fly be cold? And then, where will you be when I die, mummy? And so the play's kind of exploring our relationship with those who are no longer here, and how we feel about that, and how we feel, you know, in ourselves. She describes it as a homage to loved ones no longer living. I found it really interesting on a number of levels, and the lighting at times, although it's so simple, was quite stunning. But afterwards, I walked out still trying to process it, because when you've sat through, and it's only an hour, it's a festival piece, it's short, and you're in and you're out, and that's it. Like life, really.
Oh. Getting very philosophical here, Rebecca.
But as I walked out, I walked up to four people who'd also been in the audience and asked them about their experience and how they'd found it. And I hadn't sort of done that normal, can I just check, did you enjoy it, before I asked the question.
Yeah.
And the first man sort of looked at me and went, no, didn't get it, didn't do anything for me. And I was like, oh, this is a bit embarrassing. And then the other three people absolutely enjoyed the show. One worked with people who were very ill, elderly people, and found a lot to relate to in the experiences that it was telling. So it was interesting that sort of three out of four found it a great show. One woman described it as beautiful, which, given the very simple black and white scenery lighting effects, with the exception of once when there's a red light introduced, and I won't, that scene,
you're not going to spoil that.
No,
okay,
exactly.
Don't spoil that for anyone.
There is hazing and occasional flashing lights, is all I'm going to say. That three out of four finding it beautiful and interesting, I think, is a good return.
Right. Okay. So it's definitely something you would recommend, but is it depressing in any way?
No.
Or if someone's feeling a little bit kind of vulnerable, might it make them feel a bit grimmer?
I think. Probably if you've suffered a bereavement in the previous month or so, and two or three months, and are still feeling extremely raw on it emotionally, you might find it might spark some feelings, emotions for you. But if you're someone who has experienced bereavement, and most of us over a certain age certainly have,
sure.
And if you're someone that's interested in exploring how we deal with it, how we feel about it, and how we discuss it and take it, you know, amongst ourselves and live with it and process that, I think it's a fascinating piece.
Well, that's Tamara Solwick's Endings. It's taking place at the Old Market in Hove. Runs through to Saturday. Performance is nightly 7:30 with an extra Saturday matinee at 2 p.m. Rebecca Sandals, thank you very much for that. And be hearing about some of the other things that you've been casting your eye over at the Brighton Festival soon.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.